whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. This is the Living Waters Broadcast.
We welcome you today to the Living Waters Broadcast. We thank you for having tuned in. Years ago, I read a beautiful story about a cargo plane that was flying one night in Scandinavia. There were very few crew members on this plane since it was a cargo plane and they didn't have passengers. The weather was not good as there were storms in the area where they were flying. The captain came on the loudspeaker and said, "Get ready for an emergency landing." Suddenly, the light from the plane penetrates through the fog and illuminates the churning waves of a river. Shortly after, the plane shudders when it hits the water. Dick is the first one to come to his senses and tries to ascertain what has happened. Through the torn fuselage of the aircraft, water comes in. He's trying to get his seatbelt off, and then Bill arrives. Both check on Fred and soon manage to make him react. The three men then wade into the cockpit where Bob, who is unconscious, is leaning in his seat with a broken arm. They carry him backwards, but as the water rises, they must seek shelter on the left wing. How long will they last there in wet clothes and freezing wind? Bill lights a flare as the plane slowly sinks. With this, a gust of wind makes Bill lose his balance, and then he falls into the water. In horror, the others watch as he is swept away by the current. They hear a cry of horror, "Help, oh God, help!" The current drags him toward the tail of the plane. With all his strength, he clings to the edge of its tail and hangs on with half of his body in the water. Suddenly, Fred screams and says, "Help is coming." They see a little light approaching. In a small boat, an old man arrives and goes to the wing on which the three men desperately stand. "We have a wounded man," Fred shouts. "He must be the first to get into the boat." Then Bill and Fred enter the boat that sinks almost to the brim because it's so small. The man takes the oars and moves away from the sinking plane. Then a frightful cry of anguish is heard. "Don't go, don't go," Dick shouts. Suddenly, the old man turns around with the boat and returns to the plane and looks for Dick. He rows for Dick. He gives the oars to Fred and climbs up on the plane. He finds Dick and picks him up and places him in the boat. The old man then says they must not stay any longer. "Row in that direction," he says. "There is land and you will find my house." "And you?" then Bill asked. The man said, "I have a mighty Savior. I can die, but your partner cannot. I realize this." The old man pushes the boat. The men are saved, but the old man goes down with the plane. He gave his life to save the others. The men reach the old man's house, and then the others sit silently as they reflect on what has just happened. They are saved and safe. They reached the shore because one man gave his life to save them. He was their Savior that day. They would think about that old man every day for the rest of their lives. He gave his life to save them. He was their Savior that night as they were beginning to sink into the icy waters with the plane. My friend, do you have a Savior? I know that you're not in the water sinking right now. I'm talking about a different kind of Savior. Last week, I shared a verse from a hymn. "I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me. Now safe am I. My friend, are you saved? Are you safe eternally? I am talking about saved eternally. Are you safe eternally? In Matthew 1:21, when the angel announced to Joseph the birth of Jesus, he said, "She will give birth to a son, and you shall call him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." He will save his people from their sins. What does this mean? We need to be saved from the penalty of our sins. God is holy and just, and his justice and holiness demand that sin be punished. We have all sinned and are under the condemnation that sin brings. Have you thought about Romans 3:19, where it says, the law of God, that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world held accountable to God. Yes, every person in the world stands guilty before God. You and I are guilty before God. We are guilty of envy and jealousy, guilty of hate and gossip, guilty of slander and evil speaking, guilty of selfishness and greed, guilty of a lack of love and kindness, guilty of disobeying our parents, guilty of being disrespectful and unthankful. We're guilty of having turned our back on God and lived for ourselves. We have seen here several times the verse in Isaiah 53:6, of our having turned our back on God and gone our own way. We need to be saved from the wrath to come, as John the Baptist puts it in Matthew 3:7. My friend, are you saved? Do you have a Savior? That night on the river, the men had a Savior. It is an illustration to help us understand the importance of a Savior. The angel announces to Joseph the birth of a Savior. Not a Savior in the sense of the one that night in the river, but one to save us eternally. One to save us from the penalty of our sins. Is he your Savior today, my friend? What would happen if you died today? What would happen if you were at judgment today after your death? Would you be condemned to an eternal hell? Is your trust today in your good works or your religion? What are you trusting in? Romans 10:9-11 says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. Whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. Whoever trusts in himself, yes, will be put to shame. In that day, all the secret and hidden sins will be brought out. All our failings and shortcomings will come to light. And we will be forced at judgment to agree with the verdict. Guilty, guilty, guilty 1,000 times over. In Mark 2:17, Jesus said to them, "It is not those who are healthy who need a doctor, but those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous or good people, but sinners." Jesus didn't come to save the so-called good people because there are no truly good people. We are all sinners, but some don't want to admit that. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. My friend, you need a Savior, and the only Savior is the Lord Jesus Christ. He can save because he never sinned. He can take our place on the cross and pay for our sins because he never sinned. We can put our lives and trust in his hands because he rose from the dead after his death. He is not in a grave somewhere today because he burst the bonds of death and the grave, and he rose triumphant. Come to Jesus today, my friend. Call out to him today. Ask him for forgiveness and turn from your rebellion and sin to him and surrender your life to him today, my friend. My friend, the question is today, if today was the last day of your life on this earth, are you saved? Do you have a Savior? Are you safe eternally? What will happen to you at Judgment Day when your book is opened, when your life is examined, and all that you have done and said and thought comes to light before God at Judgment Day? Innocent or guilty? My friend, there is a Savior for guilty people, but we must experience this salvation before we die. We must call out to Jesus and ask him to forgive us of our sins. We must tell him that we're turning from our sins and our own way and our rebellion, and we're turning back to him, putting our trust in him as our Savior and receiving him in our lives as our Lord. Jesus is the only Savior for sinners. My friend, my time is almost up, but are you safe eternally? If today was a day in which you entered into eternity, where would you spend eternity? Are you forgiven? Are you saved? Do you have eternal life? My friend, Jesus and he only is the Savior of sinners. Turn from your sin today. Come to him today. Bow before him and surrender your life to him. Receiving him as your Lord and as your Savior today, confessing your sins and asking God for his forgiveness. My time is up. We have an email if you'd like to get in contact with us. The email is spiv6327@bellsouth.net. I will repeat our email. spiv6327@bellsouth.net. spiv6327@bellsouth.net. We thank you for having tuned in today. It's a wonderful privilege to be able to share with you the wonderful gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to share with you the love of God, to talk to you about a Savior who came to save sinners. Thank you for having tuned in. Until next week.
This has been the Living Waters Broadcast. If you'd like to reach us, send us an email at spiv6327@bellsouth.net. That's spiv6327@bellsouth.net.